Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go, welcome to show number 2948. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Wobbin Fox, and my car, Montgomery! Hey, in the men's room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Jimmy. Ted's meat and potatoes puts you in a food coma. Noah Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, events from Shot of the Day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Jenkins and draw. All right, here we go. Utah man arrested after hammering an ice pick into his roommates, Twig and Berries. Meanwhile, a Florida man is arrested and tells cops the world's dumbest criminal is the card that he carries. Dad makes daughter walk to school after she was kicked off the bus. A teacher who lost her mind and started cutting off kids' hair has caused quite the fuss. And Amazon employees learn how the effectiveness of bear spray really is. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. If you didn't know it, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. We will spin the category wheel, and then we will ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself. Really, man?
A little off today, sorry.
I thought we were just going to gloss over it, but here we are.
My bad.
Spin the wheel, spin. We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. To date, our biggest dummy ever is the lovely and talented Josh, who marinated his brain in dummy juice and found a way to answer 20 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Big contestant to play Big Dummy, call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2948. What a large and a charged program we have for you today. Very exciting as, once again, we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. You tell us whether you're playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. So far, our biggest dummy has been Josh. It took him 20 amazing questions to get one right. The head chef is back. Ted's Meat and Potatoes puts you into a food coma, which seems to be very common at this time of the year, especially during the holiday seasons. It just seems like you eat a big meal, and all you want to do after that is lay around, put your hand down your pants, take a nap.
Well, I always want to put my hand down my pants. It's the nap thing that comes and goes.
Yeah, all that's it's all good stuff. So we're going to put you in a food coma, coming up with a head chef. Noah Sherlock is back, another rendition of Profile This. And yes, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. Now, every time we play Big Dummy, we do a little men's room poll. Now, last week, we asked you to pick an as-seen-on-TV product.
Mm-hmm.
As Amazon just announced, they were bringing back the Big Mouth Billy Bass.
Thank you, Amazon.
And it would work with the Amazon, what's the name of their product?
Alexa.
Okay. I get all of the people confused as far as the people who listen and talk to you.
Yes. Alexa, Cortana, and Siri.
So you could basically play your music through Amazon, and the bass would kind of mouth the words or lyrics, depending on what's going on. So we asked you to pick an as-seen-on-TV product for your very own. And the
choices. We had the classic Slap Chop, the Chia Pet, the Big Mouth Billy Bass, and of course the Snuggie. Now, as far as the contestants are concerned, the people who called and played, it was an overwhelming win for the Big Mouth Billy Bass. However, whenever we do the Men's Room poll, we always put it up for you on Twitter. If you follow us at Men's Room Live, you have a chance there to vote as well. And that's where we actually take the hard numbers from. The raw data, crunch that down on your votes. And as it stands, completely different, the Snuggie won by 36% as far as our Twitter poll. Now, that was followed by the Slap Chop, believe it or not, at 28%.
It's kind of useful.
Big Mouth Billy Bass came in third, followed by the Chia Pet, which brought up the rear, so to speak.
Loser.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow, man. Taking shots at Chia Pet?
All right.
Man, come on.
I do the best I can.
It's a little aggressive.
Damn.
Saying. Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, there's got to be one. Chia Pet, you're it.
Yes. So as the holiday season is approaching, you're probably going to hopefully spend a little bit of time with friends and family along the way. And with that, we're going to do a little Men's Room poll here based on your conversations with your family. So we want you to pick one topic that you would like to avoid talking about with family over the holidays. So here are your choices, and this is based on a new survey that found the discussion topics that people will not touch at Christmas to try to avoid fights, tears, or their sister storming out of the house and swearing she's never going to spend any time with you anymore. She's going to her boyfriend's family. They're nice. Right. They're easy to get along with. So as far as that survey is concerned, the number one thing that people do not want to talk about is politics.
Okay.
Yeah. 68% of people avoid politics. People's personal lives and business, as far as their personal matters, most people would like to avoid that as well, 55%.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have religion, coming in at 47%. And finally, money, at 42%. Those are going to be your choices. We're going to steal their poll and go with it today. So pick one topic to avoid talking about with family or friends, and we'll match up our percentages based on the actual poll. So would you rather not talk about politics, personal matters, religion, or money?
I'm trying to think of my family. Like, politically, we're all lean roughly the same way. Religion, I don't care what you believe at all to have a conversation about it. Money, most people in my family don't have any money, so it's impossible to have a conversation. You know what? Personal matters.
Personal matters.
Like anything else, like you can spill your politics. You're on one of two sides. And again, I don't care, but it's relatively interesting. Religion, I don't care what you believe. Money, I mean, the only way I could see it coming out is somebody wanted to borrow money, which I can say in advance, no. So that's solved. Yeah, but personal matters, if people start,
so what about this? When are you going to do this?
I hate that stuff.
Yeah. When are you going to settle down?
Well,
do you ever
hear anything about like that?
All the time.
Do you really?
When are you going to have
single
kids?
Single person, and in my 30s, like, it's the standard question you get on holidays.
It's worse for you than any of the rest of us, for sure. But still, man, it's just like, don't worry about me. I'm a goddamn grown adult.
Okay. I'm going to go with politics for sure.
My dad always says, you keep running them off.
Jesus, man.
Mm-hmm. Your dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, ladies, man.
Your dad who was screaming at people at the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the personal matter I get, but I'm still going to say politics because most people kind of get it and understand it, but there's always somebody in the family, my sister, who just gets a couple glasses of wine.
What was that,
wine.
Ted? It was really hard to understand.
I didn't hear
that.
You said Mr. Who?
Yeah. And there's always that one person that has to, you know, and like, how should I phrase this? For my brother, his wife and her family may be a little different than what my family thinks.
Right. So it's like, don't do it.
But it's okay, right? But she just can't let it go. At some point, she'll have to make some bold statement, you know.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Why do you guys hate all gay people?
Like Jesus Christ.
Easy.
What the hell is that all about?
Right, yeah. Politics for
all
me, for
gay
sure.
people. Just gay people's first names begin with the letter L.
Right. So politics, that's what I'm saying. Right. Whenever somebody fires off that or the last family gathering, I was at somebody's like, well, you're not going to kneel, are you? And I was like, I'm not getting into this.
Right.
Like, so that's why I would pick politics, because those people always make those bold statements, and they're looking for trouble.
So they're looking for trouble, I tell
you. You're not going to kneel. Yep. Like, where am I that's even a thing?
Right, I know. Like, are we going to play the national anthem at Christmas?
Right. Let's play it, see who stands up.
Right?
Just want to watch it in a film anymore.
That's why generally I take a puff off the pen and go play catch with the kids.
And that's the thing, man.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to get stoned and play with the kids.
You're so good with your niece and nephew. It's because of
I know.
And I don't want to be around you.
Little do the kids know it. You know, I'm so much fun.
Mm-hmm. So pick one topic to avoid talking about with the family over the holidays. Your choices, again, politics, personal matters, religion, and money. That is your men's room poll.
Someone, by the way, you were talking about last week's poll that involved... God damn it.
Alexa. TV product.
Yes. Right, but Billy the Big Mouth Bass is coming back to sync up with Alexa, and we brought up Alexa, Cortana, and Siri. I guess those are the three, what do you call them, assistants?
Cortana, I've never heard of, but...
Whatever. She, what was it, like last year, 2 years ago, Cortana made her debut. I don't know what plan she's under. Right? Anyway, they say, you know, Alexa, Cortana, and Siri, they're great names for porn stars, too.
Yeah.
They really are, man.
Let's get off the main stage. It's Cortana.
Siri. Didn't was it Katie Holmes, Tom Cruise, they named their kid Siri.
Yeah.
Which, oddly enough, in Japanese means pickpocket, but you know.
Alexa just sounds good because of the porn star Alexis Texas.
I've never seen an ugly Alexa.
That's a good point.
Not in my life. I mean, I don't know what the deal is.
You know
what,
I'm thinking now of the Alexises I've met. Yeah, they're smoking hot.
Yeah, they really are.
How does that happen?
Serious.
Like, how do you just give your kid this name and somehow they grow up to be hot, right? But if you name your kid Gertrude, like, she's going to be ugly. There's nothing you can do. I'm sorry if your name's Gertrude.
She's going to have a big wart on her nose or something, like, in the middle of her forehead, like an Aaron Neville thing, or it's going to be weird. You know what I mean?
It's going to be weird. She's going to be bitter. She's never going to smile. She's going to be horrible, and it's just because you named the kid Gertrude. Yes.
I was talking about it to Alexis the other night. That we all know. And I said the quote, it's not even that she's hot, it's that she's stunningly beautiful. Like, you could, like, I was just like, I could barely talk to her.
Do we know her?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
TV person.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I said. I was like, she is beautiful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, the game is Big Dummy 844-999. Ola Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
What's up, all you lovely people?
Hola. All right, Josh, you playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Sober for now, but that'll change in about an hour.
All right, good for you, man.
Nice.
All right, Josh. Men's room poll, we're going to try to pick a topic here to avoid talking about with your family or friends over the holidays. Your choices are politics, personal matters, religion, or money.
They all suck, but I'm going to go with politics.
Politics it is. Okay. I'm right there with you, man. Don't even want to bring it up. Matter of fact, I was off Twitter for a month. And it was the best month that I've had in a long time.
Yeah, but you know, you didn't miss anything that you didn't already know you were missing.
No, it just makes me mad.
It's just more of the same, dumbass.
Yeah.
By the way, Cortana, that is Microsoft's version. And then someone's pointing out, Ted, there is a porn star named Siri, and she has a massive breast. That's how I will clean that up.
How do you spell Siri?
S-I-R-I.
You mean the chick with the big, big...
And this is my 14-year-old daughter's name is Alexa, not Alexa. Alexa, thanks, fellas. Look, man, you gave her the name. Don't be mad about it. Your daughter's going to grow up to be gorgeous, right? You're going to have a beautiful kid.
Hey, look, I didn't want to say it. I have a buddy that named his daughter Alexis. She's in her mid-20s now. She is gorgeous.
By the way, if you named your kid Gertrude, please let us know that, too, because we just want to apologize.
Mabel.
Yeah. Oh. What's worse, Gertrude or Mabel?
Gertrude. Mabel to me is just a very kind black woman in her 50s.
No matter what.
She was born two days ago, but she's already in her 50s.
Pearl, Verna. My grandmother's name is Verna.
Verna can cook.
Oh, Verna can cook.
And that's all she wants to do. Mm-hmm. She may or may not smoke cigarettes while doing it, but Verna is hooking up a meal.
Verna does, man. And she is 93 years old, so she'll go and cut an onion, and then she'll sit down. And then she'll get up, and she'll chop the onion she cut. And then she'll sit down. And then she'll take the onion and put it in a bowl to mix whatever, the stuffing or whatever, and then she'll sit down. And then she'll get up.
So it's an all-day thing.
Oh, my God. She does the best she can with the energy she has.
Oh.
But she doesn't want anybody to help her.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
93 years of energy. All right, Josh, here is your question. The venom of what animal is the most expensive liquid in the world at $39 million per gallon?
Oh, holy hell.
Yep. And it could be the key to developing some next-level medicines. Could fight things like malaria, bone disease, even cancer. But it's the venom of what animal? It's an insect, by the way.
Oh, I was going to think some kind of snake. Crap. I don't know. Honeybee?
One of those giant wasps?
A beetle.
Scorpion.
Oh.
Scorpion.
$39 million per gallon.
Yeah, the scorpions.
Yeah.
Rock you like a hurricane.
Okay, go get me some scorpions.
There you go.
Just be careful milking them.
I'm going to go milk the scorpion. No, I actually own scorpions. I'm not masturbating.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's your question. You know the chung chung sound from Law & Order? Doesn't matter which Law & Order.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the chung chung sound is the call from Law & Order. It's the combination of nearly a dozen different sounds. Which one of these is not part of that sound? A gavel, a jail door slamming, 500 monks walking across a hardwood floor, or wooden spoons hitting a bucket. So one of these is not part of the chung chung sound from Law & Order. A gavel, a jail door slamming, 500 monks walking across hardwood floors, or wooden spoons hitting a bucket.
That third one sounds so ridiculous that it has to be true. So I'm going to go with the wooden spoons.
Oh, okay.
Well played.
Very good.
I like where your brain is.
Right.
I thought for sure you'd guess 500 monks walking across a wooden... That's so stupid.
That is...
But he was right. Like, that's so utterly ridiculous that, yeah, that's part of the chung-chung.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola! Hola! Zach, you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober, Zach. Welcome to the program. Zach, should I finish your name with a K or an H?
H.
H it is. All right, Zach, men's room poll. Pick one topic to avoid talking about with family over the holidays. Will it be politics, personal matters, religion, or money?
Politics.
Politics it is.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, Zach, just want to let you know that I'll be in your neck of the woods, Kansas City, this weekend, my friend.
That's what I hear.
Yes, indeed.
What's the temperature there?
Don't ask that.
Right now, like 29.
God damn it, man.
Is that the high for the day?
I think the high for the day was
33. 33. Okay.
Boy, that's going to be cold. And
well, it's not as cold as I thought. I mean, it's going to be cold.
I you're not be like, going I to it, Kansas City.
I thought it would be like in the teens.
Feel better.
You know?
I think there's a potential for snow on Sunday, too. So.
God damn it. Man, I cannot explain how much I hate snow. I hate snow. Snow is beautiful to look at. So when you look at mountains and I see snow up top, I'm like, wow, man, that's beautiful. One flake hits the ground, I want to move. I mean, it's just that easy.
Well, what's your thoughts on Lamar?
He's not going to be
man,
there.
You talking about my Lamar?
Yeah, Lamar okay. Jackson.
Yeah, I was going to say, the one who's playing. Look, man, he's winning, so I like him. It's just that easy. You keep on it. It's nothing personal. It's business. And as a fan, I just want W's. You don't have to win pretty. I would rather win ugly than lose beautifully, right? So as long as he keeps winning, man. And honestly, I think my team has a better shot against the Chiefs with him than they did with Flacco.
I would agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, I think anybody, mm-hmm. if you've watched the game, I think anyone would agree with that.
Dude, you guys are going to be fine. It's going to be a balmy 38.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm coming to town to eat all your barbecue. All right, here is your question. I mean, like I said, my beard is going to smell like cooked beef. Remember that, ladies. All right, the first man to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel and survive, he died 15 years later when he slipped on an orange peel, fell down the stairs, or fell off of a ladder.
We'll go fell down the stairs.
Banana peel?
Orange peel.
Orange peel.
The man survived going over Niagara Falls in a barrel. 15 years later, he slips on an orange peel, ends up getting an infection and dies.
Jesus.
Mm. That's just dumb. Another multiple choice for you. The guy who invented Vaseline. Believe it or not, he ate a spoonful of Vaseline every day. But he died at what age? 42, 50, 92, or 100?
92.
A spoonful of Vaseline every day, and he lived to be 92. That's petroleum jelly. That's gasoline.
Well, it's not gasoline.
Well, I know that, but it's still made from petroleum.
It's petroleum-based, sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
I told you, my mom said when they were kids and they got sick, you know Vicks VapoRub?
Yeah. I sure do.
And you rub it on your chest, and you right, and the vapors go in. They used to eat a spoonful of it.
Well, it'll definitely decongest you.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well just put Icy Hot on your tongue.
Wow.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Thrill, people are pissed on Twitter.
What are they pissed about?
Some people are saying scorpions are not
part of the arachnid family. All right, fair enough. Look, the guy was going to guess a snake. You're right. You're right. You are correct. I will give you that. I just should have said it's a bug. You're right. By the way, as far as names go, we said, look, if you give people certain names, they just end up beautiful. Mm-hmm. If you give other people certain names, they end up ugly. So someone's saying the name Edna might be the ugliest name out there. Then it's saying my daughter's name is Alexis, and she's a natural blonde, has blue eyes, and she's a cheerleader. Let's see, Scorpio. My daughter just had a granddaughter, and she named her Eleanor. I think she's going to be beautiful. No, she's not. You know, and I'm sorry, and it can't happen. Her name's Eleanor, mm-hmm. right?
It's like Mabel.
If she goes by Ellen, might end up cute. If she sticks with Eleanor.
Or Elle. Or Ellen.
Anything.
Eleanor was a beautiful car, though.
Eleanor the car?
Whose car was Eleanor?
Gone in 60 seconds. That was the one he could never get. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And he named them all. And Eleanor was like the I forget what they called it.
The badass car.
Well, because he got caught every time he tried to steal it. So it's like the something you can't catch.
But
here's
the thing, man.
It's a unicorn. You can't catch it.
But has anyone ever named their car something sexy, right? Like, you would name your car Gertrude because somehow that works. But no one names their car like, oh, this is a... this is Lexi. Like, it doesn't happen.
Daewoo.
Right. Like, you give your car an ugly name, but no one names their car something sexy. This is my car, Roxy.
Who names their car?
You ever met people that name their car?
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, people name cars.
Huh. I've heard of people naming boats.
Well, sure.
Yeah, you have to.
Mm-hmm. Game is Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLAMORA Big Dummy coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef on the way. Ted's meat and potatoes puts you into a food coma. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-9998. I realized, Ted, you missed it before we went to break. I was like, if you want to be a contestant and play Big Dummy, call 844-9999. I was like, did I just do 4-9? It's just like, you know, what the hell, man? Ali G. What if it was 10, 10, 10, 10, it, okay. Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Well, Miles, before we get there, more comments are coming in about a kid's names, okay? Because we said, look, names like Gertrude, Eleanor, it just says you're going to be ugly. You name your kid Alexis, something like that, to grow up to be hot. My wife and I decided on, I believe it's Avie Lynn, for our daughter, and we think she's going to be a knockout. Can't comment, not familiar with the name. Let's see here.
Well, it's a double name.
Mm, you can't
now,
trust
her. Now,
this
isn't Ted saying this. This is from Ted the movie. But traditional, you know what, I'll leave it alone. It's a child.
Okay.
Let's see. My grandma Elsie named my aunt Elsie after her. My grandma was good looking. My aunt was ugly. Let's see. My 3-year-old daughter's name is Mabel. And she's cute as a button. But we definitely chose the name so she wouldn't sound like a stripper. And then I appreciate this one. One of my relatives named her kid, Emuluna.
Emuluna.
Emuluna. Then it ends with, I have my doubts.
Dude, I told you, I have a buddy. They name all their kids like stripper names. The same, Alexis, Savannah, like something else. And I was like, what are you guys doing?
You were up front with them, like, hey, man.
Oh, yeah. I would joke around with them when they were children. The problem is now they're all in their 20s and they're all attractive, too.
Oh, the strippers?
No. None of them are, well, I shouldn't say that. Nothing wrong with being a stripper.
No.
But are they strippers?
Not to my knowledge.
Not to your knowledge, okay.
Also, someone reminds us on the Ernie. He says, guys, it's Alexa, not Alexis, as far as the...
Yeah, but we're into...
Right.
It's
close enough. Understand.
Apples
we
and
know.
Oranges, right?
Alexa is the one who talks to you. But if your name's Alexa or Alexis or anything like that, chances are...
You're hot.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey!
Whiskey and
lunches. Hola. Hola. Jerry, sober, not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Jerry, welcome to the show. All right, Jerry, our men's room poll. Pick one topic. What's that, Jerry?
Personal business. By the way, money is part of personal business.
Personal matters, then. So you're gonna use that one. Okay, gotcha.
I'll dig it.
Okay.
All right, Jerry, here is your question. Which element of the periodic table is named after a U.S. state?
Oh my.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't know this element existed before this morning.
Yeah, I should know them all, but...
You should.
Californium.
Oh, nice.
Jerry.
Have you actually heard of that before?
I have heard of that before.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I was, for some reason, my first thought was Texas, just because it's Texas,
right? That sounds about right. Right.
We have a planet named after us. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Hola.
Brian, sober, not sober.
Sober.
Brian, welcome to the show.
Dead.
What's up?
Hey, yo.
What up, man?
Brian, now men's room poll. Pick one topic to avoid talking about with family over the holidays. Will it be politics, personal matters, religion, or money?
Money.
Okay, money it is.
Hey, Miles, how you doing?
Doing good, baby. How are you? It's been a while.
Oh, I'm real good.
You coming over to give me a good massage tonight?
You got to do me first.
All right, man. Just come over. I got a big motion lotion bottle. We'll just go at it.
They call it the hands-free massage.
That's right.
You just imitate the Home Alone poster. I'll take care of the rest. All right, here's your question. Who directed the 2003 movie Elf? He also played Monica's love interest on the TV show Friends.
Burt Reynolds.
Tom Selleck.
John Favreau. No, no. John Favreau.
We had him on the show one time.
Did we?
Yeah, he was, wasn't he producing or directing a movie and like...
I mean, he directs a ton of movies.
Caribbean with like, I don't know, like Penelope Cruz or something.
Wait, we talked to John Favreau?
Yeah.
When the hell was that?
I have in Baltimore.
Zero recollection of talking to John Favreau. Yeah. I feel like I remember talking to the guy.
Yeah. It seemed like a nice... I can't remember what the movie was he was shooting, but it was a sequel to something that you know...
Yeah, because we were talking to him about Will Ferrell, and he was the first person to ever be like, yeah, he's a little more serious than you would think.
I have zero recollection. Was I there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I say anything? I mean, like,
we tell people this all the time. Don't ask us questions about things we've done before because we don't remember them.
I do not remember this.
And this is why we say this. We say, like, look, you know, we can't remember.
You won't sad about it because that's kind of a feather in my cap. I like the guy. I'm glad we talked to him. I wish I could remember.
Yeah, we did.
Having done so.
He's a nice guy. He actually called us from the Caribbean.
Huh.
Hmm?
I'm glad you remember. Okay.
Yeah.
See if I can search my brain on that. All right, let's go to the movie. We brought up Womb Raider yesterday. Today we're going to talk about the movie Tomb Raider. How many planets align during the eclipse in the movie Lara Croft Tomb Raider?
Probably all of them.
Give me a number.
Nine.
You're
seven,
right.
Seven. Nine.
Nine. This is when Pluto was still a planet. So you said all of them, but you had to get the number right. It was nine. Now it's eight, but I'm glad you said seven. That makes it...
Hang on
a line.
Okay. More of Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. Still to come, the head chef's on the way. Ted's meat and potatoes. Put you in a food coma. I really did do that. I was like, call 844-9999-OLA. And Robin looked at me like, did you just do 4 9s? I'm like, I think I did. This is my goddamn mind.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.